Welcome back to Cosmo Entertainment. It is me, Cosmo, and I am here for the second or third, I can't keep track of anything these days, of the radio station. And first, we're going to have a guess that game and what year it was made in. This game was made back in the 80s. It was a great hit. It was a sequel to one of the best games back in the 79 days, 1979. But this is a sequel, and it has other sequels, but this one, it has the best selling out of all of its history. Guess that game, and I'll bring it to you, the answer, after a couple songs. It's that time for a random song, so enjoy, and it's completely random.
Alright. That last one was kind of a joke, but
now I'm gonna give you the answer to my question I gave you earlier before these two random songs. The answer is Galaga, made in 1982. It was a big hit, better than Galaxian, and had two sequels of Gapless and Galaga 88, but Galaga was the most famous out of all of them. So that is the answer, and if you are wrong, well, better luck next time then, and if you're right, congratulations. You get nothing. It's that time again, back for another Cosmo, which will be me doing this one. It's been a while, so I may be rusty, but enjoy! Attention, this Cosmo is all about fear. Fear, to me, is the unknown, and I am not an advocate of it, because no one really likes fear, because fear is what prevents us from going forward, I guess. Sometimes it might be the dark, or spiders, or maybe I've also heard of holes, or maybe just the destruction of our planet, maybe people breaking into your house. There's many options and ways that you are scared of something, because we're all scared of something, and if you're not, lucky you, because you get a life without fear. But think about what you are scared of and how can you overcome it. Think about it. Okay, so now that you might have thought about it, maybe just a little bit, the way to me that you overcome fear, let's say if you're scared of dark, you sleep in the dark. If you're scared of spiders, research on a spider and know that they're not harmful and it's not likely you're going to get bitten by one. If you're scared of snakes, same thing. So what you got to do to overcome your fear is just you got to face it directly. Do it, basically. If you're scared of maybe your teachers, go talk to your teacher. Not say, oh, I'm scared of you, but like, face them, kind of. Not like get in trouble, that's bad. But like, also, let's think of the destruction of the planet. It's probably not going to happen, and if a meteor comes, we do have ozone on our planet to save us and all that, so we also still have a chance of life, no matter if we have a meteor or something. So just relax and know that it's probably not going to likely. If you're scared of monsters, there are no monsters. Even that's what everybody says. I know this Cosmo was kind of short, and they're going to be short for stuff like this. This is not a complete radio station. I will make multiple episodes that make together a whole entire radio station throughout the day. Some episodes might just all be music, some of them might be talking, but the Cosmos will be kind of shorter, so we hope you enjoyed this segment of the radio station, and I'll be coming with more later, maybe in the day, maybe in a couple of days, depends how busy I am. So thank you for listening and enjoy your time here, and don't be scared of the dark, because trust me, there's nothing there. Or is there?